Dyslexia, you know, that issue where you have problems with words, with spelling and with reading. Dyslexia, really common. Dyslexia supposedly affects about 5 to 10% of the Western world population. I myself have it. Actually, I have a very specific form called phonological dyslexia, and it is a problem. My name's Mel Herbert. This is The Extraordinary Power of Being Average, based on the book by the same name. Go check it out. It's on Amazon. It's awesome. And all of the profit go to our non-profit Accelerating Learn Semester and Education across the world. So dyslexia. In my case, I have this phonological dyslexia, which means that for me, it manifests as I have a very difficult time sounding out words that are unfamiliar. Like, very difficult. The big long words, the words that you want to use to sound smart, really hard time reading them if I don't know them. They can be learnt so that I can read them, but really difficult when you first come across them. This was first sort of brought to my attention when I was in sort of middle school, when you started to read out loud, and except for the little words, I really couldn't do it. And my teacher's like, there's something wrong with you. I'm like, okay, yeah, tell me something I don't know. And then again in high school, and then again in medical school, it was sort of noted. And then when I actually got a Spanish tutor, because I wanted to learn to speak Spanish, again, it was, there's something wrong with you. I'm like, I know, I am aware. Although Spanish, frankly, is a little easier than English because it's a much more phonetic language. English is all over the place, as all you English speakers know. And the other thing that I have a huge problem with is spelling. I can spell really simple words, but the spelling of complicated words is just awful. And it's really hard to teach somebody who has this type of dyslexia how to spell because we spell the word differently every single time. So you can get better at this, but it is such a struggle to have this form of dyslexia where, you know, the letters are just jumbled and longer words, you just like, I don't know how to spell this. And I'll do it again and again, it'll be different every time. And I was told that I was just lazy. My spelling, my bad spelling was because I was lazy. And if I would just tried harder, I would learn how to spell better. But that was too simplified. And if you are finding yourself around somebody that you like, their spelling is just terrible and that's just because they're lazy, just stop for a second because it actually might be that there is this particular learning disorder. So why do I bring this up? Well, because just because you're less than average in something doesn't mean that you can't be better than average in something else. In fact, that often happens. And we know this, for example, for people who are blind. People that are blind often develop heightened senses in other areas. There is this sort of physiological response to the fact that, you know, part of you is not working. So that's the same with dyslexia. A lot of dyslexic are very good orators. They learn to communicate through the spoken word, not so much through the written word. Now, this has actually changed a lot from when, say, I was in high school trying to write essays. And my English teacher, really sweet guy, would say, Mel, you're very articulate, but when you write like a three-year-old. What's going on there? I'm like, well, because if I try to use longer words, more complicated words, they come out close to gibberish for most people, so they can't understand it. So rather than have the person not understand at all, I would use very small words. So that's one of the ways that helped me back. But today, if you use something like Google and you have spell check, it can be extraordinarily helpful. So I start to type the word and then, oh, there it is, that's the right one, and I'll use that. But even that can be an issue. Even that, I can outfool spell check as well. And sometimes it's like, Mel, I can't help you. I might, you know, have a giant CPU here and the cloud, but I have no idea what word you're trying to do. So it's a lot better, but it still can be a problem. Now, again, I just want to emphasize that this show has this premise about the extraordinary power of being average and how you can use that averageness to superdrive your life kind of thing. So how does this fit in? This show is about being average. And in this case, I'm pretty below average. Like, I'm like the worst speller and the worst reader of the written word of basically anybody I know, perhaps. But I'm a pretty good orator. And it turns out that if you look at people that are very successful, let's take a group like CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. It's been estimated that between 25 and 35% of Fortune 500 CEOs have dyslexia. And that is significantly higher, you know, three or four times higher than the rest of the population. Same for entrepreneurs that have been successful, in quotes, in Silicon Valley. A very high rate of dyslexia. And again, the concept here is, has been theorized, although this is not causal, This association suggests that because you're dyslexic, you're probably going to become better at your orotation. That's not a word, but you know what I mean. And that might be useful in business when you can walk into a room, into a boardroom, and you can give your spiel, and you've developed this ability to speak extemporaneously, perhaps better than the average person. And so that's one of the theories there as to why dyslexia might actually make you a more interesting or better leader of, say, a Fortune 500 company. Again, I'll say that that is an association we don't really know, although there are some people doing work on that that suggests that that may actually be true. So I'm gathering together other people to speak on this podcast, and I've got a pretty good group. I'm going to go into sort of record mode and Zoom mode and capture some of these people, a number of clinicians, authors, theologians, talking about their life, talking about the averageness of their life, and yet what they have done with their lives. Pretty extraordinary stuff. The power of being average. So if you have dyslexia, if your child has dyslexia, it can be a bummer, and there are going to be some barriers to overcome, but it's not the end of the world. And in fact, you might become significantly better at things like public speaking than if you didn't have the dyslexia. It still is a pain in the butt. I've got to tell you, it is a pain in the butt not to be able to spell. And it really is a problem. And as a professor in a university in medical school, where we used to write on the board, people would like just laugh at you. It's like, what is that, Herbert? And I just turn them like, I've got dyslexia. Don't make fun of dyslexics. Although they made fun of me because they were very comfortable. It's a problem. So if your child, for example, is having difficulty reading, having difficulty learning from reading, there is therapies. There are places to go that can make this a lot less impactful. And that's good. They weren't sort of available back in the day. I grew up in Australia in the outback in the 1960s and 70s. And it was just like, you're a bad speller and you'll always be a bad speller. And there's nothing to be done for it. Things are different now. There's a lot that can be done to improve what otherwise would be sometimes, you know, pretty bad situation. But The Power of Being Average is now available on Amazon, and soon the audiobook will be available. But go check it out on Amazon. There is a link in the show notes. And again, all of the profits go to our nonprofit Accelerating Emergency Medicine Education Across the World. My name's Mel Herbert, and I am out. I'm excited about the people we're going to talk on this podcast, though. So excited. Herbert out.